You know what I love to do in the summer?
It's time for you to make out with another married guy.
No, I love to eat homegrown produce, and the only place that I would ever get my fresh produce is from Tease Farms and Greenhouses. Sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches are my go-to produce this time of year. Not only do they have the best selection of plants, flowers, and shrubs, they have the best homegrown produce picked fresh from their fields. Get your local Missouri honey at Tease Farms and leave the beekeeping to the pros.
Give us an audio.
That's sort of screaming. That's what I'm hearing. And I can see bees, and they're all being stung.
This hour of the Afternoon Drive is brought to you by
Liquid Spirits, a beverage catering company. Find them online at liquidspiritsstl.com.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Conversate with me. 506, welcome back in. Afternoon Drive. CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM InsideSTL.com. As we've been mentioning, starting on Thursday, we will be moving back to 590, and I, along with Hoff, will be on at a different time with two new people. Well, not new to St. Louis Airwaves, but new to us. As myself, Hoffman, will join Howard Balzer and Brian Stahl, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday on the all-new 590, the fan, starting on Thursday. Tomorrow, we're going to do a little test run of that show. Stahlie and H will be here in studio with us in the 5 o'clock hour. So from 5 to 6, doing the show with Stahlie and with H. Little run through, a little practice of the show. Not the real thing, just practice. Not a show. We're talking about practice.
It's kind of like a spring training start. Instead of the full slate, you got a few innings in it. And then
can we go golf afterwards?
End of the rock.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. No, it won't be. I wouldn't. It's a test run, so I wouldn't say it'd be glorious. Wouldn't use that word. We'd say that. Save that for Thursday's.
It'd be a mighty shame if that bit of audio got lost in the transition.
There's always ways to put it back in the system, Hoff. Do it with my two bare hands. Jeez. All right. It's 5:08. We need to let you know what's going on the way home from work. Time now for the top five at five.
This day in history.
Sponsored by Tanner Law.
Jerry Tanner just got extra. Jerry Tanner.
I think the bit of audio got lost.
Jerry Tanner just got extra. He just got extra endorsements, an extra live read from Plowsy. For that, so good on you, old Jerry Tanner. It is the Liquid Spirits 5 o'clock hour, by the way, so we do want to make sure we mention that. But as we look for that audio, I'll tell you again about the folks at DraftKings. Again, fantasy football is your passion. You know all the players and teams, their strengths and weaknesses. Put that knowledge to the test and play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. 1 week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. You pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your teams live. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code 920. You could seriously cash in week one. $5 million in total prizes. Promo code 920 to play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code 920. Play for free. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. We good to go now with the... we're still going to pull it up as we get into that. As we do that, let's see. I said bare, B-A-R-E hands, bare hands, not bare claws. No, bare hands. My bare hands. No, not bare arms. No. No, that's not what I was trying to say. I have no idea what we have going on here. I guess there are people just going through, and I bet Larry Nichols' intro tomorrow morning won't be missing.
Joe, I'll be darned if that music is missing.
Really?
Yeah. I have it in my email somewhere.
Do we need to call Andy? Can we call Andy and ask him to do the intro for the top five at five? Can we find other terrible club music to just play underneath as we go through and do this for the top five? Oh. My goodness. All right, well, we'll just get right into the top five at five, and if we play it, we find it, we'll go from there. Not a big deal. People don't like the music anyway, so it's not like we're hurting any feelings by not playing it. But we have, starting for you in story number one, there's always Cardinal Lamps. Always the Cardinal Lamps coming your way first in the top five at five. And the game tonight, it's an odd start time. 6:20 is the start time tonight. 6:20 is the start time. Cardinal lineup looks like this. Matt Carpenter is at first. Jed Jerko is at short. Brandon Moss in left. Steven Piscotty in right. Molina behind the plate. Peralta at third. Grichuk in center. Wong. Colton Wong gets the start tonight at second. With Carlos Martinez on the mound. Carlos Martinez on the is on the mound tonight for the Redbirds. For the Brewers, Jonathan Villar at third, Scooter Jeanette at second, Ryan Braun in left, Hernan Perez in right, Chris Carter at first, Kirk Neuenhaus is in center, Orlando Arcia is at short, Martin Maldonado behind the plate, and Zach Davies is on the mound for the Brewers. The Cardinals, as you know, lost both of the two series they had at home, finished 1-9 against AL teams at home. That's bad. That's bad, especially when you know the teams that came through here. They should have won. They should have won some of those games. But 1-9 is just bad, just really bad. As the they finished there, they have a minus two run differential at home as well. So they move on. You move on. You go to Milwaukee. You go to Milwaukee, who the Cardinals have beaten this year, 9-3 against Milwaukee on the season, and the Brewers have not been good lately. 12-17, lost 12 out of their last 17 games, swept by the Pirates over the weekends. Zach Davies has been pretty good at home this year. 7-4, the 3.70 ERA at Miller Park. Oh, we found the music, huh?
Yeah, it was in my email, Joe. I'm not
okay.
Sure what happened?
That's really odd.
We couldn't do a top 5 of 5 without this, though.
So. Okay, the aggressive porno music as one texter chimes
it's back.
In. It's back. We have it. Zach Davies at home against the Cardinals went 8 innings, 9 strikeouts, no runs earlier this year.
Yeah,
the Wednesday afternoon getaway game.
Gosh, hopefully the Cardinals do a wee bit better against them this go around.
That's bad.
I think what you saw with the Cardinals over the weekend, especially both days, really, the inconsistent starting pitching, especially on Sunday with Jaime, and then on Saturday, Joe, I think we might have touched on it either at the end of the segment or during the break. That eighth inning, the play by Moss, the attempt to get the runner out at home, costing them an out.
That was such a bad play.
And then the go-ahead runner scoring on the subsequent sack fly that had Moss just taken the out would have been the third out of the inning. And then instead of trailing 3-2, you are just tied at 2 and you get the last at-bat and a chance to win the game at some point in time throughout the rest of that contest. That hurt. That's been an ongoing issue all year long, kind of poor, inconsistent decision-making. No, just walked in as Chris Gardner.
Poor decision-making, and then walks Chris Gardner.
I'm going to think he deleted the top five at five bed.
Ooh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard about that. I don't know where it is, so I don't even know where your folder is.
I don't think he deleted
how it's named.
I think he deleted it.
I thought someone had just told me that you were saying, boy, wouldn't it be a shame if that Bobby Roode music disappeared?
Uh-huh. That'd be disappointing, wouldn't it?
Would that be before the top five at five?
I said that before the top five.
Okay, so maybe you deleted the wrong thing?
No.
That's
no.
What I'm hearing.
No, I know where to find that.
That seems to make the most sense. You're the one who knows where everything is.
I wouldn't say that. This one, unfortunately, Joe, this is the first one that Andy sent us, which is like 6 minutes long, and then I looped it to be about 20, 25 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the music might stop for a few seconds before they can restart.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, this is the older one.
I gotcha. Yeah. Burton Fort Gardner, a.k.a. Trump's doctor.
Yeah.
See the side-by-side I put up with that over the weekend?
Boy, that was something. Your thoughts, Gar. That's the other part of our top
Somebody
top
says
five.
Check the trash bin.
He seems like my kind of doctor.
What's his philosophy? See, is he one of those smoking actually doesn't cause cancer doctors? Because that would be your kind of doctor.
Well, I don't need that. I just need someone within with lawmaking ability to repeal the smoking ban. That's all.
Like President Donald Trump.
He would get my vote if he did that. It's that simple. I don't know what Trump's doctor is a doctor of, though.
It's a doctor of life, Gar.
That was like the guy that gives him, makes him turn his head and cough, right?
Yeah, is he, like, well, a is he like a Bob Ramsey doctor?
Oh, well, that's of humane letters. Well, I mean, he's legit, I guess. So, what was it, George Carlin that always said, somewhere in the world, there's the worst doctor, and someone's got an appointment with him?
Yep.
Okay.
I think for a while that was Dr. Kevorkian.
He just, if I'm profiling, I don't know about that. I would say he looks like a guy who on his business card says he's like the doctor of love or something.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. A proctologist with the license plate of Ass Man?
Or Dr. Tobias Funke?
Yes.
When he was an analyst and therapist, right?
He just blew himself. Story number two in the top five at five, the Colin Kaepernick story has continued on to, it's had more than just, more ramifications than just Colin Kaepernick. Apparently, we'll get into the Colin Kaepernick story, but I guess Eagles rookie linebacker Mike Tavares had said that he was going to sit out and protest along with Colin Kaepernick.
But
his agent now, Corey Williams, has now said he plans on standing for the national anthem. He does not want to be a distraction to the Eagles organization. His goal is to make the 53-man roster and help the team win a Super Bowl. When asked if Corey Williams, Tavares' agent, advised him to change his stance on his stance, Williams replied, "Yes, I did."
Please don't.
So that's an agent going, listen, I just need you to make it to your second contract. You're in the rookie deal right now. I'm getting peanuts out of this. Can we start having political protests when you sign the 7-8 figure contract? Can we do that then? Please?
He's with which team?
The Eagles.
His statement said what now again? You have that in front of you?
Mike Tavares.
Okay.
His statement said he plans on standing for the national anthem. He does not want to be a distraction to the Philadelphia Eagles organization. Mike's goal is and will always be to make the Eagles 53-man roster and help the team win a Super Bowl.
That very ending part. Huh. Someone should have just said to him, your quarterback is...
Sam Bradford.
All right, you can sit down now. You can do your protest.
Is Bradford the starting quarterback for them?
Or is it going to be the Division 2 guy that they picked up?
Oh, Carson Wentz is the other guy they picked up. And, hey, Division 1 AA.
Yeah, one of the same.
No.
Tomato, tomato,
no,
Joe.
No.
You okay there? You kind of grunted picking up that backpack.
Close that backpack, too. It's all zipped up? It wasn't when you walked in here.
What is in that backpack? Oh.
Story number three. I wanted to get into some Cardinal stuff. Back into Cardinal stuff. Mike Leake's been put on the DL. Oh. Dean Kuechly has been called back up. Third
time.
You know
what Mike Leake failed to do, Joe? He did not heed the warnings of one Terry Bradshaw.
I was saying the same thing to Gardner earlier. That I've learned everything I know about shingles because of Terry Bradshaw.
Might be the most horrifying ad I've ever seen because it's just Terry Bradshaw talking to some random family going, it's already inside you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a startling advertisement.
Right. Eagles apparently have Chase Daniel too. 636 points that out. So they, along with that, Cardinals also announced also an injury. Ledesma Diaz has been cleared. He should possibly start a rehab assignment soon. Looks like you'll get him back.
Good.
In early September.
Good. Boy, wouldn't it be great if...
It's like making a trade.
I know, Joe.
It's
it
like
really
getting
is.
Somebody off the waiver wire.
Many 15-plus homer guys out there on the waiver wire, Joe? Can play middle infield? Don't think so. Card's about to get one. Maybe he knows how to win at home.
Alex Reyes is also going to start on Friday.
More importantly, Alex Reyes will also be starting in Pittsburgh, Joe. Which now suddenly looms as a very significant series.
No. Oh, you're talking about the following series. Yeah?
Yes.
If they decide that...
Suddenly looms large.
If they decide to keep him in the rotation, yes. I could also see Mike Leake coming back then as well.
Boy, I'd rather start Reyes. That's weird. Not what I expected to say at this time of the year. Start the kid.
The old Mudbu points out there is no Division I AA. I'm well aware of what they're called.
Yeah, that's...
I have no desire to call them that. And it was 1AA when I was there. That's what it's going to continue to be. I then enjoy the text where it says, maybe that's why you're getting the boot from 920. No. I'll still have a job on Thursday.
Joe. Oh, yeah.
I'm still going to be well employed, gainfully employed on Thursday when we're at 590. Yeah, that's... So, come at me with facts. Might want to have all yours correct. Just saying.
Just, you know, Joe says that he's in walking in tall cotton, speaking big here, but, you know... Mm-hmm. If he's not here, say, totally throw this out there.
Stop it.
If he's not there, say on Friday.
Stop it.
Assume.
Planned day off. Scheduled day off.
We're just going to start the show in dead silence on Friday at
Stop
2 o'clock.
It.
And I'm going to have Howard and Stoll stare at each other and go, where's Joe?
Mm-mm.
He said he would be here.
God, I got an update on that, too, by the way.
What?
So, my mom,
all right,
trying to step in and help with Hudson learn how to carry the pillow down the aisle for being the ring bearer.
Oh, yeah.
She's showing him, like, YouTube videos of other ring bearers.
But the plan is for you to have, like, his action figures at the front of them.
I just want to get him down there. It's just one of those. I need to get him down there and be done with it to the point where that we're at now. So, I guess she showed him a video. Didn't look at it before clicking play, but it was ring bearer gone wrong.
Oh, no.
With the ring bearer throwing the pillow, and now he thinks that's hilarious and wants to do it. Thanks, Mom. Thank you. Story number 4, Joey Bosa has signed with the Chargers. Never should have held out that long. And story number 5... Gene Wilder passing away. That's just sad.
That is sad.
Mm-hmm. It is. 83 years old. Complications due to Alzheimer's is how he has passed away at his home in Connecticut. And that's going to do it for our top 5 at 5. We are in the Liquid Spirits 5 o'clock hour. We're a few days away from September. Start looking at that calendar, starting to get towards the end of the year. It's time to start planning for those possible holiday parties. And a way to do that is by getting in touch with Liquid Spirits. They can help cater the beverages for your holiday party. Beer, wine, booze, they can do it all. And they bring the bar to you. Liquid Spirits online at liquidspiritsstl.com. That's liquidspiritsstl.com. Their phone number, 314-650-4191. It's 314-650-4191. That's how you get in touch with the folks from Liquid Spirits, the beverage catering company. And you go to their website, liquidspiritsstl.com. You click on the menu options, and you can see all the different deals that they have, whether it's beer only, wine only that they have for the bars, whether you want a cash bar at your event or if you just want to pay for the booze up front for everybody, you can do that as well. And it's just a lot of great deals. You won't believe the prices that they have too. It would be perfect for your company's office party. Liquid Spirits, a beverage catering company. That's liquidspiritsstl.com. So with the Cardinals deciding to go with Alex Reyes, with them deciding to pitch him, give him another start, I saw it on Twitter, heard it said during the post game, and it was something that I was thinking of as well. I don't know where you want Alex Reyes, because sure, he could go those five innings for you and pitch great. But you know what you really could have used on Saturday out of the bullpen? Alex Reyes.
You know what you didn't have on Sunday? Chance to win. That's what Alex Reyes gives you as a starter. He did that Saturday.
Yeah.
Wainwright didn't give that to you earlier in the week.
Right.
Jaime didn't give that to you on Sunday. I understand the concern of, all right, if you move one guy from the pen, a guy like Reyes, you lose that role. So you lose a seventh, eighth inning guy. Well, Waino's not giving you a chance. Jaime, on starts that these aren't days these guys are going, seventh, eighth inning rolls around, you're down by four or five runs. So what are you losing?
It's the runs in the first inning are really starting to get to me. The runs in the first inning are really, really continuing to it's really becoming laughable that you can't get out of the first three innings without allowing a run, or the first three outs without allowing a run.
Jaime's in Jason Marquis territory for first inning ERA. Remember what he was like in 2006? Where he was getting rocked every fifth day to the point that he wasn't even on the majority of the postseason roster.
Right.
That's where I think Marquis is worse, but Jaime's over seven. Joe, that's almost, it's to the point now, it's his next start will be in September. You're entering a game trailing 1-0, it seems like, with Jaime on the mound. He's just going to give up a first inning run.
Are you getting to the point with Jaime? Because I still believe that we are seeing the Jaime that could still go out there and throw seven scoreless. Do you believe that's still possible for Jaime to go do? I still think it is.
How often?
I'm just saying one game. I'm talking about if you need him in the playoffs.
Oh, well, I mean, you might need him because who else are you going to start?
Right.
If they make it that far, which is the way they've played at times, somewhat of a significant if.
I still look at it and say this is still a pitcher that I believe can go shut down the Cubs one time. One time. That's still what I see when I look at Jaime. And I realize that's not what Jaime has been lately. And I can't remember the last time that's who Jaime was. But I still look at that and I think this is, you know, that Wainwright, Carlos, and Jaime could still go out there and throw good games and you could win a series 3-0. But I know that's not where we're getting now.
No.
I know that I am, you know, I'm way out there with even contemplating that, you know? How many starts will it take, or what will you need to get out of Alex Reyes to keep him in that rotation?
Well, unless he significantly outperforms Luke Weaver, I'm guessing once Leak is healthy, Reyes goes back to the pen. Just because Weaver now is more accustomed to starting.
Right.
Unless there is a significant regression from Weaver and then on top of that, a major progression out of Reyes. My guess would be the plan is, look, when you're back into the pen once Leak is back healthy. Joe, I wonder how many good starts does Jaime require out of you to guarantee his option being picked up for next year?
Next year, you have Wainwright under contract for big money.
Yes.
You have Leak under contract for big money.
Yes. You have Lynn coming back.
You have Lynn coming back, who has already begun the process and should be ready to start games.
You would imagine so.
In April.
Yep.
You have Carlos.
You have Carlos,
who should be your number two.
You have Weaver and you have Reyes.
You have Weaver, you have Reyes.
Certainly would require some attention to him.
Right. And on top of that, you still have Lyons. Marco Gonzalez, I don't know what we're looking at for him, but he's still on the team. I mean, if you really want to go that far, you still have Tim Cooney as well.
Yes.
Is it worth the $12 million to bring back a guy like that?
It's worth the headache to bring him back. Oh, that's unfair to him. But I think that's going to be an interesting thing to look for this offseason. This will be very much a transitional offseason, no matter what happens between now and the end of October.
But yeah.
You have Jaime, you have Matt Holliday, you have Brandon Moss. You have a franchise that might be changing directions.
I would much rather see them save the money on Jaime and give that to Brandon Moss. Because I'm also kind of against the Matt Holliday option as well. Do you need to get something out of Matt Holliday before you get rid of him? He's a 10-5 guy. You're not going to be able to do that.
No, I wonder if you can...
Easily.
I wonder... Because if you're going to bring him back... You're going to need to do it under the condition of a different spot in the lineup and a reduction of playing time. And I'm not sure if the Cardinals would be willing to do that to him or if Matt would want that for himself. Because I'm sure he sees himself as an everyday player.
He needs to go. He really needs to go to an American League team in DH. That's what he needs. He can DH every day. He can still play the outfield. Sure. It's just not, you know, for him to play every day on this team can't happen. The old Mubba, I can see Lynn being traded. No team's going to trade for him right off of Tommy John surgery. No team's going out and looking for, you're not going to get back what you want for him. You need Lynn to throw a full season and then go from there. Wainwright might be the leader. Carlos is the number one next year. Hey, Carlos is your team's best pitcher. Carlos is right now the leader to start the wild card game. Although, did Reyes start on Saturday? Throw him into the discussion for starting the wild card game?
Starting, no, but I think it might. What we discussed with Sheehan last week, maybe the piggyback thing.
That'd be fun. Somebody says, what about Waka? I think Waka's potential closer, bullpen guy.
I think he's a pen guy. I want to see if this could work. And this may not matter at all. This could just be proven a dumb conversation, but it's Monday at 5:30. Could this work if you're in the wild card game and you can start Carlos on full rest? Could you conceivably, because that would be MLB postseason schedule. I'm wondering if could you start Carlos, get 3 innings out of him, put Reyes in for the next 3 or 4 innings, and then would that allow you to turn around and start Carlos in a division series earlier than you normally would have been able to?
How do the days shape up again?
That's what I'm looking up now.
Do we know if the play-in game would be Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday would be the National League wild card.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't. Thursday, Friday, no, it wouldn't. Saturday would be game 2 of the division series. That wouldn't work.
I'd be fine with game 3 and then bring it back in the bullpen if there was a game 5 for something like that.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Game 3 would be 4 days rest, though. I was kind of hoping to see if you could squeeze him in earlier. But no mas.
However you look at it, the Cardinals are going to have... Carlos right now is your wild card game starter. He's absolutely your wild card game starter right now. But outside of that,
There's no confidence.
No.
I mean, Weaver and Reyes have been – Reyes was dependable, and Weaver has, by and large, been dependable as well. But you can't have one really good starter, two guys you really don't know if you're going to get 6 or 7 innings out of them, and then two more young guys who you maybe aren't comfortable sending them out there for more than 5 or 6. It's one and then four just, oh, we'll see. We'll find out. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they have enough in them to give the offense a chance to outscore the opponent. Maybe they're down 6-0 in the fourth inning.
I don't know where my – I know Weaver's thrown well. By the way, I mean, Reyes, the most impressive thing about Reyes, he really should have left that game with no runs allowed still.
Right, yeah.
It took Zach Duke walking two guys.
Yes.
He had to walk – or I guess hit a guy and then walked a guy to cause Alex Reyes to allow his first run of the season. It is a shame that that's counted against Alex Reyes. I get it. I understand it, yes. But it's a shame that you want to count him, count that on him.
And he still saw kind of the Alex Reyes that we were told about from AAA. A little erratic. He walked four guys along with striking out four, averaging just shy of a strikeout per inning in that start. But you also saw that he has the stuff to work out of issues. And maybe some of that is the fact that it was Oakland and they're not a very good team. But he's capable of working out of some trouble that he creates.
Someone's going to run into one of his fastballs.
Yeah, it's going to go
this
far.
Year.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm watching that. And he was around the plate a lot with that. I mean, he was around the plate a lot more than I would have liked him to be, I think. I'm trying to figure a better way to say this. For a strikeout pitcher, he sure threw a lot of strikes.
Okay.
He didn't make guys. It didn't seem chase a lot. I would like to see a lot more of the strikeouts come off of the changeup like he was, or make them look stupid on the curveball.
And that might come with more development.
Right.
Maybe the stuff just isn't there yet.
One of those 99-mile-an-hour fastballs is going to find the barrel of a bat.
Yep.
On a number 3 or 4 hitter.
Yep. Might happen in Pittsburgh with a Gregory Polanco or something.
Yeah.
The guy who has the bat speed to get around on that.
And that ball might end up hitting Ballpark Village. That might happen. I want it as badly as I want to see that happen, though. I just hope that there's nobody on base. I would like to see that if it's a solo shot.
Yeah.
Give it to me as a solo shot.
Not one of those back-breaking 3-run homers.
Yeah. Not that, with like 2 outs in the inning. But it was an experience to be there watching that game the other day. I haven't gotten around to the garage sale yet.
No, but you tweeted out Saturday morning that people, Joe, kind of like back in the day when playoff tickets were sold at the box office, as opposed to this being almost exclusively online, people would camp out outside of Busch Stadium to get in line, and you had a similar thing happen to you on Saturday morning.
Had a couple show up to the house at 6:56 a.m. The sign said that the garage sale wasn't starting till 8.
Gotta get there early, Joe. That's where the good stuff is.
They came by, and they asked if they could come by, come in and look at stuff yet.
And you told them no. Do you have any idea what time it is?
I said, sure.
No, you said, come away.
Come take a look.
Did you see the sign? The garage?
More.
You don't go up to like a Best Buy or a Target and say, hey, I see the sign. It says it only opens at 8 o'clock, but you know, I'm here at 7. Can I look around the store? You know what they tell you? They say, no, go away.
Right.
So you should have told them, Joe.
So they came
in. Survey the inventory of our old crap that we don't want anymore. That's what you really want to do.
So they came in. They looked. They didn't buy anything.
And then you know what? You should have thrown something at their cars as they left.
Oh, we might come back. No, you're not coming.
You're not
back
coming
for
back.
This.
And if you do, I'm going to let air out of your tires.
Right.
For wasting my time this morning. We might come back.
No, you're not coming
Shut
back.
Up.
So people came and went. People haggled with stuff. I didn't say no to anything. People came in. Yes, fine, whatever. I wanted to get rid of the stuff because everything ended up going to Goodwill. Like, that wasn't sold yesterday. Nothing might have been as bad, though. People coming early were the people that came late.
Ooh, what time was it supposed to end? What time were you hoping to be done with it all?
The sign said 8 to 1.
Okay, well, that's kind of long.
Yeah. So, but at like before noon, started breaking everything down, bringing stuff back into the house, back into the garage. Foolishly, though, left the garage door open.
Oh, got to close that. Close up shop, Joe.
So I'm done with all that. I'm getting ready to go down to the ballpark. The door inside my garage, I hear a knock on it.
Wait, inside? They walked into your garage.
Which the door was open,
yes. You have a
separate
front door, I assume, yes. At the front of your house. Yeah. I've never seen your house. And then there's a garage, and they walked into your garage where your personal items are,
yeah.
And they knocked on that door.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said, can we look around, or are you guys done for the day? And I go, we've put almost everything away. I go, but have at it.
Who are you?
Have at it.
The 830 record is right. You're a much better person than I am, Gerard. I would not have had the patience for these people. Can we look around? No, leave. Everything is gone.
So they pick up this doll.
You better buy something if you're going to waste my time now.
It was like some old-ass Marilyn Monroe Barbie doll that they pick up that I don't remember what it went for on eBay. I don't remember what the sticker was on it. I mean, $8, $10, I don't remember what it was. They pick it up. They look it over. And they look at me and they say, will you take $3 for this? I wanted to go, you're going to walk into my garage. You're going to knock on my door. I was just about to go get in the shower. I was clothed. I was fully clothed.
Okay, that's good. You're not like in a towel?
Yeah.
Or a bathrobe?
I go, now you want to haggle. Now you want to haggle on this.
The price is actually higher now. It was 8, now it's 10.
I go, do you need change? And they're like, no. And I go, fine, whatever. I go, there you go, take it. And as their feet passed the sensors on the bottom of the garage, I hit the button and closed the door behind them.
Yeah, you shut that off right now.
No one else is coming through here.
God.
Right? I mean, it's one thing to come in, but then to want to haggle on stuff.
I'm bothered by the intrusiveness of walking into your garage and knocking on the door. Joe, that's your property. I'm bothered by that. Will you take $3 for this? Leave at once.
Richard Pritchard, the UPS man, came through my garage and knocked on the door. Had a neighbor do that back in the day. Mm. Never talked to this guy.
Yeah, front doors for the. That's the purpose of a front door.
Never talked to this guy before. And they've since moved. I don't think English was his first language. But I think he worked for Scott Air Force Base. I think he had a government job. In fact, I know he had a government job because I'll explain it later in the story. But he came in.
Oh, boy.
Through my garage, knocked on the door, and asked if I had a saw.
That's, of all the items a neighbor could ask for, that's maybe the creepiest one.
And it's like,
Joe, yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's like, I'm sure you looked around while you were walking the few steps through my garage and noticed that there is a saw hanging up on the wall.
Did he say what he wanted to use it for?
No.
Okay, that's very eerie. Do you have a saw? You know, I don't have one. I'm doing a little home improvement. No, it's, do you have a saw?
So I said, yeah, right there. Help yourself. Pointed to it, grabbed it, thanked me, and walked out of the garage. And later, returned it, just kind of put it on the front step of the house and knocked on the door and then walked away.
Is there a little red on it?
Didn't see any red on it.
Okay.
But that was, I thought that was odd. But yeah, a few weeks later, that was the only interaction I ever had with that guy while he lived there. Two men in suits come up to my door.
Oh, no.
Because I guess him or his wife or somebody were getting added clearance, government clearance to something. Like they were going up to the next level. And they were just doing checks, neighborhood checks on them to find out any information they could on these guys. I'm like, so, do you have any interaction with? And they said their name. I'm like, who's that? And they're like, your neighbor's right there. Go, oh. I go, he borrowed a saw from me once and brought it back a half hour later. I go, that's it. I go, that's all I got. 2 weeks later, they moved.
Oh.
So I'm guessing they got the clearance. I'm guessing one of them got the job they were going for.
At least he got the saw back,
too. And they moved.
Be worse if they moved and took the saw with them.
Couldn't tell you anything about the new neighbors that moved
to
that house.
What if they hadn't returned the saw? Would you have ratted them out to the...
I probably would have said that, like...
And kept them from getting the job.
I go, you know what? They rented a saw from me. If you're over at the house, you know... Can you ask for it back? Can I get you to do that for me? Because, quite frankly, I don't talk to them. Quite frankly, yeah. 830 Record, is that the guy you stole the trash can from? No. That was across the street. That was a neighbor I had talked to in the past. That was a guy that I had conversed with, and I knew that he would be okay if I had taken his garbage can and used it just for a couple days. So, yeah, that was the case. And then more misinformation. The troll apparently thinks I live in Wood River. So that's nice. Not sure where he got that from, but it's always nice to just texters thinking they know. I'm pretty sure I say where I'm from, too.
Not Chicago.
No, Illinois side. Yeah, not Chicago.
Yeah, not Chicago.
We have to give away. Is there a text that stood out to you today? Because we do have a good prize pack that I need to.
We do. We have the Joe Torre thing.
We have the Joe Torre. Have you opened yours up yet?
Yeah, I have. I opened it up and I put it on the lady's bookshelf, which she was bothered by.
Really?
It's not supposed to be there.
Like, I opened it up just to look at what it was because there's no picture of it or anything on the actual box. So we have the plaque from the. From the Cardinals Hall of Fame, the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. So we have that. And we also have two tickets to go see Prophets of Rage. I believe that's this Friday.
Yes.
So go see Prophets of Rage for that. So if anybody stood out to you, if there were any... What was the 3 o'clock hour was a strong hour that I feel like we had... A lot of good texts from
that.
Well,
there's the Randy Quaid photo, Joe.
No, I'm not giving the Randy. You want to give it away to the Randy Quaid photo?
No.
I was going to say, why would you want to do that? Why on earth would you want to give that away to somebody from the Randy Quaid photo? That was a disgusting photo that somebody sent in. That was an awful photo that somebody sent in. I don't know. We might have to carry this over to tomorrow.
That'll be fun.
We have to carry this over to tomorrow. Because I forgot to do it earlier, and that's E-Me. We'll do it before the we do, I guess, the trial run, the test run.
Of Triple Threat?
Of Triple Threat.
The Triple Threat test run.
Yeah, we're doing that tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
We'll also have Rennie Knott joining us at 4:10.
Nice!
Catch up with old Rennie.
Yeah, see how
he's back on the scene.
See how Rennie's doing. Is he in Columbia today, or I saw he was tweeting out stuff on...
Maybe that's where he was. He said he wasn't available today, so that might explain his absence.
I saw him tweeting out stuff from about the Mizzou football program. So it looked like maybe he was with him. So we'll give that away tomorrow. We'll carry it over and give that stuff away on tomorrow's show. So that'll do it for us here on this. Only two more days of the afternoon drive are left before we move to the Triple Threat. And in doing so, that'll be moving to 2 to 4 Monday through Friday here, over on 590, the Fan. So that'll do it for the Liquid Spirit 5 o'clock hour here on the radio show. Brian Stahl is coming up next from 6 to 7. Then it's We Are Live from 7 to 8. It's Monday. Then the Brothers on whatever. From 8 to 10.
Boom.
The Monday schedule here on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM and inside STL.com.